There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Beginning of an hour is always a good time to call. Although you can call whenever you want to, it's just at the beginning of an hour, you tend to get a little more time and you get through a little more easily. But whenever you want to call is whenever we'll take your call, assuming that we're here. Somebody really did call yesterday, had, like literally 1 second before we went off the air. Which I suppose, listen, it's kind of reminds me a little bit of when I had a practice of people sort of talking about the weather for the first 43 or 48 minutes, and then when, you know, like 2 seconds left to go, they'd say, I'm suicidal. I think, okay, well, we're just about out of time, but we can certainly try and do this. 855-993-7569 as a tip to our sombrero of the heat wave that's going on. I thought we'd talk about repugnant smells. And one of the reasons to do it is because it is so evocative, as I mentioned, that our sense of smell is the oldest part of our brain, called our dog brain. And so it is it's one of the oldest and most basic and slowest parts of our brain, which quite often bypasses our more sophisticated cortex that says things like, I wonder what's going on here. It's just a reactive part of our brain, which is why I think it is so evocative and a lot of the smells we're talking about. And I thought we'd also, in addition to putting up icky smells, put up good smells. And everybody's going to say apple pie, right, and cinnamon. In fact, did you know that's one of the tricks if you're trying to sell your house to put a apple with a cinnamon stick in it in your microwave and cook it for about 5 minutes and then leave it in there?
That's awesome.
I once did it sort of inadvertently. I'd bought some pine cones that smelled, because pine is quite often used as an air freshener. And these were pine cones that were coated with cinnamon. I guess they had cinnamon mixed in with them. They had the sticks of cinnamon. And I just bought them one Christmas because I thought it would make my house smell good, which it did. And I'd kept them around. And so I had those out 1 year, and everybody kept coming and said, yes, your house smells so great. Because people would put in flowers, but flowers are not very subtle. And as you can hear from our list, that some people love the smell of flowers and some people don't. And people can have various associations. My mother hates the smell of daylilies, which I think are wonderful because she associates them with funerals. So she doesn't like that smell. Cinnamon, everybody doesn't like Sara Lee, apparently. So, or nobody doesn't like Sara Lee is the point, I guess. Everybody likes cinnamon. All right, so let's hear what other smells people are feeling, literally feeling.
Jennifer says, gum that has been chewed too long. Yuck.
Well, I don't think it's. I think it loses both its taste and its smell. It just gets your jaws going. So I'm trying to think of the smell of gum that's been chewed too long.
Yeah, that's oddly specific, Jennifer.
Well, I like that though. No, we love oddly specific though. I'll have to get some gum and chew it, and then smell it and see what happens. It'll be called the Jennifer effect.
That's right. All right, Barbara says this men's cologne called Jupe. Okay, that's what she spelled.
I think
she spelled it phonetically. My boss wore it and used to make me feel nauseous all the time.
The question is, if he hadn't worn it, would you have still felt nauseous? Sometimes bosses can make people nauseous. All right, fair enough.
I had a boss on one of my jobs that over colognated just to the nth degree. But it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't bad. It always reminded me of the time that I was training in and he was telling me stuff. He was a nice guy, so I guess I know what she's talking about. But it was,
yeah, true. Okay, good.
Nauseous, but yeah.
Yeah.
Matt says the candle store.
There are too many smells.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond drives me nuts. I almost get an instant headache.
Well, and if you walk into, like, Bloomies...
Bed Bath & Body Works, that's what I meant.
if you walk into Bloomie's on the first floor where they're spraying people with perfume, I've had to walk out of stores sometimes, but I agree. Candle stores in general, the smells are just too strong.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Too artificial, too fakey.
There are just too many of them, I think.
Yeah,
and they're just overwhelming. Okay.
Casey says, rotting fish bait, wasteful, and the smell is just wrong. I guess that makes sense.
Well, yeah, chum is not meant to smell good to human beings, I don't think. Hard to argue with that.
That's right.
Rotting anything. You know, there aren't a whole lot of rotting smells that smell delicious, I don't think.
Exactly.
I think rot is, by definition, kind of. And, you know, getting back to our, you know, my initial hypothesis is that our, you know, that our sense of smell is very ancient and evolutionarily kind of irrelevant now, but very useful at some point. Think about it. Think about if we take those two kind of notions of sense of smell being evolutionarily helpful and rotting things in general smelling terrible, you can see why those two would be related. Of eating rotting things is not going to be a really good idea for survival. And so if your sense of if rotting things by definition smell bad, and you have a sense of smell that's supposed to be evolutionarily helpful, i.e. protective, you could see how those two would relate to each other pretty quickly. Right? Something saying, don't eat it. And in fact, there's another kind of thing, is that human beings tend to rely primarily on their sense of sight rather than anything else for any other mammal. And that most poisons, not all, but most things in nature that are red are poisonous for the same reason. So there you go.
Fascinating.
See how I can relate everything back to everything? It's kind of my job description is relating everything back to everything. Speaking of which, a bunch of movies coming out, which I will review for you in the next little bit of time, because there's one pretty good one, one really good one that no one's going to see, and one that no one should see, but I fear if I don't give you an honest appraisal that you might actually spend your hard-earned money and go see this movie, and that would be a very bad idea. So there you go. All right, now we'll get to that in just a moment. 855-993-7569. They said we're looking at icky smells today, but we're going to also put out good smells. Although you have to, I think the whole point is you have to get beyond cinnamon and apple pie, right? Because I don't think anybody would disagree with that, but you got to do something more creative for me than that, all right? And you can put the why if you want to as well. Lorraine, you're on the... Is it Lorraine? Is that correct, or Lorraine?
Lorraine.
I was right. Okay, good. Always go
do
with your first
more
instinct.
Creative? What are you talking about? Do something more creative, what?
Smells. That you have to be more... That if you're going to put down good smells, you have to be something more creative than saying cinnamon and apple and baked apple.
What do I have to put down smells for?
No, you don't have to do any of that. I was just talking. This has nothing to do with your call. You're okay. There's a pop quiz, Lorraine. No pop quiz is honest.
Oh, okay. Well,
but thank you for being so cooperative. This is great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Oh, is this Dr. George?
It is.
Oh, hi. This is Lorraine. I have a problem with my brother and four sisters, but there are six of us who have inherited a house in a summer resort town, and it's not insulated. It's only a summer house, so it's only about 10 weeks when you can use the house actually and not freeze.
Okay.
And so I've got one sister that lives in England with her husband, and one sister that lives in Georgia, and one sister that lives in L.A. and we're just all over the place. But I've got the two sisters that are married. They want to have the house to themselves for a week, you know. But the other two sisters that are not married, they're always there, and they're just like always there, you know. And one time, my one sister, she was trying to ask if Chrissy and Patrick were going to come up, and she said, "Oh yeah, well, Patrick just got off work," and you know, she was just asking if they could have like 2 or 3 days by themselves. And my sister blew up at her and was hollering at her for about an hour on the phone.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and figure out what to do about the summer house and the people who live far away. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Lorraine, who's got a not uncommon problem when property is left jointly to a bunch of people. And in this particular case, a summer place that is really only usable for about 10 weeks to six people. Lorraine, how long, let me ask you a couple questions about the property. How long have the six of you owned it jointly?
It's been about 20 years since my dad put it on, the six of us, our names on it. But then my dad died just 2 years ago. But my mother had died a long time ago, and she just put the deed in our name.
Okay. So when your dad was alive, would everybody check with him about when they were going to come, or was it the same problem then?
No, it wasn't a problem, because I think everybody just came and went, you know, as they could. And
okay.
My dad and his second wife, you know, came up and I don't know. It didn't seem to be a problem. But
yeah, it doesn't surprise me that the problems have been since his death. Because,
really?
Yeah, that's usually what happens. When the person who actually owns it, even though it's left to all of you, is still alive, then there's somebody to check with. It's once that all of you, then all the sibling rivalry sort of comes up again.
Uh-huh.
All right. So does everybody, are there any costs associated with maintaining it or not?
Oh, yes, there are costs, and we rent it for 2 weeks of the year to pay the taxes, and then we have a system where we each pay $20 a night when we
okay.
stay there. So the person okay. who stays the longest is paying more, of course. But
okay. Now, when your sisters who live there, who are there all the time, are they paying the $20 a night as well?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're paying more than the other.
All right. Let me suggest what might work for this summer. You know, first of all, you don't want to be in the middle of this, because no matter what happens, somebody will be mad at you. So I would let the two sisters who are there and the sisters who want to come work it out together, or not work it out. But let me tell you what I would suggest for next year, which is a lottery. Where everybody's, you have each of the 10 weeks, and it would be nice if you could expand it till, well, all right, there are two ways of doing the lottery. One is to do, you get first choice, that instead of picking a week, you know, you could do it either the calendar here, the first week, the second week, and draw names. But a better way to do it is just draw the names out of a hat, who gets first choice, who gets second choice, who gets third choice, who gets fourth, and who gets fifth and sixth. And then you're going to have, presumably everybody gets a week. Then you're going to have 4 weeks left over, in theory. Or maybe you can expand the calendar to 12 weeks, and that would actually work in a lottery, because even though nobody may want the first week, let's see, if the 10 weeks start, there are, what, 4 weeks in? If you do 4 weeks in June, 4 weeks in July, and 4 weeks in August, that's 12 weeks. That's what I would do. And
yeah.
So you have two lotteries. You have first through six choices, and then you do a second lottery for the second group, for the other six that are remaining, where you draw the names again. So And for those weeks, you can either use it or switch it to somebody else. But
right.
that person, but it's very clear. And then you put out the list of who got which week. And so that's inviolate. You cannot be there without their permission. If they want to give their permission, they have to give it, let's say, you know, a week in advance in writing. So there won't be any confusion about it in the future. For this summer,
yeah.
I'd let the sort of sisters duke it out with each other, but the ones who are there all the time are really taking advantage. But they're saying, "Well, we're here," but that's not the issue. But the lottery will take care of it for going forward.
Well, yeah. Well, we suggested that we each have a week, and
but a lottery. But see, everybody's going to want the same week. That's the problem
yeah.
about that. They're going to want
yeah.
Memorial Day, Labor Day, and the 4th of July. So that
yeah.
won't work. So a lottery will. Because then it's random.
My one sister who works in New York City, she said, "Well, then, I don't know when I'm going to get off work, so I won't even be able to come up any time because I."
Well,
the
point is a lottery that you know ahead of time. If you're going to take a cruise, you have to book
yeah.
it ahead of time. If you're going to buy airline tickets, unless you want to get nailed, you have to buy them ahead of time.
Yeah.
So the sister
yeah.
in New York can know that this is when she could take the time off, or she could change with somebody else.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Okay.
And it may be that if you switch, that you have to pay the person $20 or something. I mean, everybody can work that out. But then
yeah.
then the most you're going to have is two people arguing with each other because one has the time and one wants the time. But the person who has the time gets to say yes or no, even if it's vacant.
Yeah.
So a lottery will take care of it, because otherwise everybody's going to want the same weekends, and you're going to be right back in this mess. So it has to be a lottery.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that two of my sisters don't mind being there with the others, and I mean that.
Well, but Lorraine, that doesn't make any difference. When it's your turn, you can do whatever you want with it. You can say, yes, everybody can come, but if it's your turn and you don't want anybody there, it's yours. The thing is, it will get rid of all this infighting, because it doesn't make, if you want people there, it's yours and you can do it. If you don't want people there, it's still yours. If you want to have it vacant for that week and it's yours, it's still yours.
Right, right.
It will work much better than what you've got going on, because what you've got going on here is different personalities. And then you get somebody saying, well, I'd let you come, and the other one saying, yeah, but I don't want you there, or it's my family.
Yeah.
You're going to have all that stuff that's always happened with all the siblings your whole lives, and so it'll never get resolved. And then people, you know, I know cases where people have gone to court about these kinds of things. So headed off at the pass. Oh, yeah. So headed off at the pass. We're saying, look, I have an idea for next year, so we don't have to worry about this. I propose a 12-week lottery where we put everybody's name in a hat, and if you're drawn first, then you get first choice. And so everybody gets to have two different choices. You get first choice for 1 through 12 choices, because everybody gets twice.
Okay. So if you draw first, you get first choice of which week you want, and if you draw second, you get the rest
that are
left?
Yes, you get everything that's left. And then for the seventh week, you start the lottery all over again. So then you put the six names back in the hat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That would work, although I'll have to figure out how to do it, you know, online or something.
What you can do is you can have somebody like your pastor draw the numbers, so you don't have to worry about who's, you know, who's getting first choice. So you can do it by, you know, dollar bills or, you know, I mean, the point is you need to make sure that whomever is picking the numbers is viewed. You can do it with bingo cards or something, but you just need to make sure that whomever's picking the numbers, you know, it may just be that you could do the lottery ticket, because aren't the lotteries 1 through 6 or something? No,
yeah,
I think they're not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you'll figure out a way to do it. I would do the lottery early, well before the season starts, so people can plan their vacations. Yeah, or even, you know, January, or if everybody's together at Christmas, you can do the lottery at Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and that way nobody, you know, and you can let one of the kids choose, and so it's on the up and up, and you can have it all, or at Thanksgiving, whenever you've got everybody together. But that way, I mean, it's not going to completely wipe out the sibling rivalry and the negotiations, but at least it'll minimize it, because somebody will have priority. If it's your week, it's your choice, period.
Yeah, right.
All right? There you go. All right, have fun. I'm glad I'm not going to be around for the lottery. 855-993. I'd pick for you. 885-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well,
but you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As promised, there is good news and bad news about the movies coming out this week. So I'm going to do them just in the order that they're listed on IMDb today, and because otherwise it's just too prejudicial for words. Okay, number one on the list is Mission Impossible: Rogue Nation. This is the fifth Mission Impossible. This one stars Tom Cruise again. Rebecca Ferguson, whom I've never seen before, plays kind of the chick in this one. Jeremy Renner plays the head of the mission, the IMF force. And I think one of the reasons we have Jeremy there, other than the fact he's a really good actor, is he's about the same height as Tom Cruise, so they can run around together. Simon Pegg as an action hero. Well, what can I tell you? Ving Rhames is around, just looking hulking and major. Alex Baldwin plays the head of the CIA, his sleazy best. Poor Alec, he only plays sleazy roles these days. But he's kind of fun. Who else is in this one? The bad guy is, his name is Sean Harris, whom I'd never seen before. Apparently he's a Brit who's done a lot of TV work, and he's sufficiently creepy. I thought this was actually fun. It's a little bit long, to be quite honest. 131 minutes, which is 2 hours and 11 minutes. And as somebody pointed out, it's actually another minute because I saw it at IMAX, and they have that IMAX blows your earballs out, showing you that you're watching an IMAX. I thought this one was really kind of fun. I think it's the perfect summer stupid movie. This one's got enough tosses and turns and chase scenes. And what's true of a lot of these kind of flicks, including the James Bond, is that the stunts at the beginning are the mind-boggling ones because you don't have to worry about a plot, right? You've just come into the middle and you're watching some unbelievable, breathtaking stunt, and this one certainly doesn't disappoint. And in fact, they actually put out a featurette called Do You Want to Scare the Daylights, except they didn't use the word daylights, out of Tom Cruise, and they showed the opening sequence, which is actually on the posters as well, but it doesn't give you a sense of how really teeth-jarring it was, and apparently they shot it 8 times. So I thought this was really fun. Some people said, well, you know, you had to keep hitting the villain with the stupid balls. And I said, no, that's not true. This one has enough twists and turns in it. And there are a couple of visual images that are amazing. And because it takes place all over the world, there's some great sort of, gee, why don't we go there on vacation shots. But as I said, it's a little long, a little complicated, but great fun. It'll make some serious money and should. You'll enjoy it. Vacation. Okay, this is kind of a reprise, and they're saying it's not exactly a sequel because instead of Daddy Griswold, we've got Rusty Griswold, who's the son, taking his family to Wally World. And you could say, why would you redo this movie? And for a lot of people, this movie is bad enough. One of my colleagues described it as toxic waste masquerading as a movie. So it is getting some seriously negative reviews, including mine. I think I gave it 1 star, and I'm not sure why. I probably should have gotten no stars. It is not funny. There is the only reason to see this movie, but this is maybe why I gave it 1 star. There are 2 reasons to see this movie as far as I'm concerned. The opening sequence has vacation pictures that are really tacky, and I had to see them twice because the sound didn't work in the screening I was at, so they had to show them twice. Little did I know that I should have walked out as soon as I'd seen them, because the sound doesn't add anything to them, and they're by far and away the only funny part of the movie. To say they're the best part of the movie doesn't begin to explain how bad the movie is. And there's one scene that happens at Four Corners, which is where 4 states come together, that's kind of imaginative. But the rest of the movie is condescending, stupid, unpleasant. The younger brother is not only a bully, but a foul-mouthed bully. This is not something you can take kids to. And bringing Chevy Chase and and Beverly D'Angelo at the end does nothing. Ed Helms and Christina Applegate deserve more. It's unpleasant. It's unfunny. It's tacky. It's just a terrible movie, and I'm afraid that some of you are going to go see it, which you're not going to be happy, and you cannot take kids to it. Best of Enemies is by far and away the best movie of the week, but no one's going to go see it. It's a documentary that focuses on a series of television debates in 1968 between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley. And the backstory is absolutely fascinating. We were supposed to actually do an interview with them yesterday, and they canceled us at the last moment, which I still like their movie. I'm not happy with them, but I like their movie. And this is really, the reason to see this is not only because you see two guys who are really at the top of their form of being snotty and verbal, but it was really the beginning of the end, to a certain extent, of intelligent commentary on television. The reason that they that these two guys were brought together is, as somebody from ABC says, and I worked for ABC at one point, not during the, not here, I mean 20 years later than this, but that they said that ABC would have been the fourth network, except there were only three. They had no money. And so when it came to the Republican and the Democratic conventions in 1968, ABC had no money. So instead of doing gavel to gavel, they decided to just do like an hour and a half, and what they would do is have commentary. So they chose Gore Vidal, who was a well-known liberal, and William F. Buckley, who was probably the best-known conservative at the time. And this was the beginning of what many of us have come to deplore, not only in talking heads, but in political commentary, which is lots of heat and no light. The two of them took off after each other. There was no real discussion of policy. They just had a great time being the best of enemies, just playing to the cameras. And as I said, I think whole lot of problems with people not listening, not being willing to compromise, not being willing to discuss the issues ad hominem arguments started there because it was so successful. So Best of Enemies is a terrific historical document, and if you live through any of that stuff, it'll bring a tear to your eye and momentary perhaps a sort of difficulty sort of breathing in your little throat. The end of the tour should be better than it is. It's a terrific performance by Jason Segel and Jesse Eisenberg playing his Jesse Eisenberg character. It's a story of an actual interview between Rolling Stones reporter David Lipsky and novelist David Foster Wallace, which took place right after the publication of Wallace's epic novel Infinite Jest in 1996, which made a huge waves to the extent that it was the first non-musician that Rolling Stones had ever interviewed, and how the two of them related to each other. As I said, the problem is that neither of them are very likable people, but it's an extraordinary performance, especially from Jason Segel, who knew he was such a good actor. Listen to Me, Marlon is another terrific film, that especially if you like Marlon Brando, but even if you didn't, you're going to learn all sorts of things about him. It's a documentary that utilizes hundreds of hours of tapes that Marlon Brando recorded and nobody had ever seen before, and it also used some digital technology that sort of took Marlon's face, so he seems to be talking to you in these weird kind of ways. I thought it was just an incredible experience because you got to hear this icon speak about his life and about acting and watch him in some really weird digital way, but actually hear his actual voice. So Listen to Me, Marlon is terrific for anybody who loves film and loves Marlon Brando. End of the tour, for Jason Segel fans, and if you know anything about David Foster Wallace or you're a fan of Rolling Stone, or I suppose if you're a Jesse fan as well, it's a little talky but kind of interesting. Best of Enemies is wonderful. As I said, it's kind of a nostalgic and upsetting look at the history of not only political conventions and two very well-known figures on the American scene, but also where the beginning of personality journalism, I think, really got a foothold, as opposed to in any way trying to contribute to people's understanding. Vacation, miss it, folks. You know, take a staycation on this one. Or go watch Mission Impossible, which you'll have a great fun time at. Too Scary for Kids, it is PG-13. Vacation is R, and probably should have been R for wretched, maybe W for wretched. For some reason, Best of Enemies is R, which I don't understand. End of Tour is R. Listen to Me is not rated. So I think I can't believe that Mission Impossible is the PG-13, is the most accessible to families this weekend. Probably going to be Pixels is not worth, maybe Ant-Man. I think Mission Impossible may stomp Ant-Man just because it's new and it's fun. But either you're going to be happy with. Think about seeing one of the little smaller movies, especially Best of Enemies. There's more information at drjoy.com, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, we have a little bit of time left in this hour and then another hour to go, so feel free to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. Surprised I haven't gotten a lot of calls about, because this is the time of year where people do family reunions and weddings. So this is usually the time of year where I get calls about that. 855-993-7569. Let's go back to smelly stuff.
Marine says cigarette smoke.
Yep, agreed.
Universally pretty bad.
Yep.
Carrie says, nothing worse than roadkill skunks.
Well, yeah, there is something worse, but I agree.
That is a rough one.
In general. Yeah. And it lasts forever. Apparently, you know what what you're supposed to do if you ever get skunked?
Tell me.
Is tomato juice.
I think I saw that on a Looney Tunes cartoon once.
Well, everybody knows that's where you get all your information. Well, it's from Looney Tunes. No, it's yep. All right. There we go.
I get all my physics knowledge from Roadrunner Comics.
There you go. Well, see, you should have been here yesterday when we did cartoon figures.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite cartoon figure?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I can't even... I don't know. There's too many great ones. I really can't... I love the genie from Aladdin because it's Robin Williams.
Oh, that's it. Well, that's kind of cool, too. Yeah, and we didn't even do those. We didn't even do Shrek or any of those. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Disney.
Well, it's such a wide-ranging question, and we got lots of responses and lots of different kinds of things. All right, let's go back to stinkies.
Yeah, we'll keep on track here. Patrice says skunk and smoke.
Okay.
So that makes sense. Wendy says marigolds.
She didn't like marigolds?
Yeah.
That is an insect repellent, so a lot of insects would agree with you. That it actually, I think it's a mosquito repellent as well. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Dave says, fried bologna.
I have a vegetarian friend who says any meat cooking is really a problem.
Oh, no, she's wrong. He or she is wrong, I'm sorry. You can't get over the smell of a grilling steak.
There you go. All right, well... Different strokes, different folks. I like the smell of grilled onions.
Oh, yeah.
I think that smells great.
Yep.
But they almost always come with something else that I'd just as soon not eat. So, but at street fairs, you can smell those a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Candy says, never liked the leather.
Really?
I like the smell of leather.
There you go.
Tim says, coffee and peanut butter, yuck.
Wow, because those are two smells that other people sometimes like.
Yeah, I really like those. Coffee.
There you go.
Marie says, Portuguese rabbit stew. That's oddly
You know,
specific.
That's when we ask you to be specific, we don't even mess around, do we?
I guess not.
Yeah.
Now, are the rabbits Portuguese or is the stew a Portuguese recipe?
You have to ask her. I don't know.
Yeah, we need more details. Really here, Marie, come on. Dana says, perms.
Yeah, give you a headache. Also, acrylic nail stuff.
Mm-hmm. What do perms smell like?
It's a very chemical smell. I'm trying to think what else it smells like. It's a pretty nauseating smell. It's very base, I guess, because it's breaking down the strands in your hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty toxic. The next time you're near a beauty salon, just go in and ask them if you can take a whiff of a permanent. So I'm sure they'd be glad to oblige.
I'm sure.
They're going to call the cops on you, but...
Francine says mildew.
Yeah, not, again, one of those things that's probably protective. I'm not sure why perm smells would be protective. I guess if Mother Nature wanted you to have curly hair, she'd give you curly hair. I don't know. I just made that part up.
Nancy says vomit.
Thank you.
Barbara says, B-O.
Yeah, well, this time of year, it's, it's a stat. You know, what are you going
to
do?
Avoid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Val says, garlic and curry.
Yeah. So it depends where, I'll tell you my garlic story. Garlic, if you just smell it, is pretty strong. Cooked garlic, again, secondhand garlic is one of the more toxic smells, I think. I went to a thing in Boston. It was called Wolf's Night. And the Boston Symphony had a quartet that played, and they did it in this big, fancy ballroom. And all the men were mostly in tails, not even in tuxes. And all the women were in long gowns. And they did all the dances were waltz except one gavotte or something. And they had a party on Beacon Hill beforehand, and they served garlic and goose liver on toast at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And my body, you sweated garlic for the next 3 days. And if you think garlic on your breath is bad, let me tell you when it's a disgusting story. I'm sorry I told it. Let's go, move on. Pretend
that
I didn't tell you
that.
That
is pretty rough.
It's a disgusting story. But it was one of those things of why I think people have aversions to people of different ethnicities is because their diet is different. And a lot of people think Americans smell terrible because we eat so much meat. But for a lot of the prejudice about people from different cultures is that they're eating different food, and you can, and that you, we're not aware of it because it's sort of, it's very common, and it's probably our own smell as well. But and curry and garlic are two of the smells that can be in your pores. Aren't you glad I knew this?
Very interesting.
Perhaps not. Okay, keep going.
Lynn says, smoke cigarettes, that is.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that is pretty commonly everybody hating.
Pretty universal. It's yep. always rough when somebody's smoking super near a building exit or entrance
yep.
when they're really not supposed to, and you got to walk through a cloud of...
Yeah, they do that in my building,
yeah.
and you just sort of glare at them. They're
yeah,
not supposed to do
terrible.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's really rude. And I love people who put the cigarette either out of the window or out of, like, when they're driving, or will mm-hmm. put it in... when they're in a restaurant, you can't do it in restaurants, but you can sometimes do it outdoor cafes, which is, and they'll put it away from them so it's in your face, not theirs.
Yeah, real considerate. That's awesome.
Well, if you don't like it and you're smoking it, why do you think I would? Or you don't actually care if I don't, do you? Never mind. All right, keep
smoking
going.
Smoking is bad, guys. All right, so Heidi says vomit.
Well, vomit is clearly winning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There we go.
Anna says,
or losing, as the case may
yeah,
be.
Yeah, right. Was that ever going to... I mean, it's not a pleasant smell.
Well, it's one of those things, again, that... Again, I think there's that atavistic part of it. If somebody in the tribe has eaten something that's making them sick, maybe everybody does, and so that's a way... I think it's probably left over from our, you know, cave ancestors.
Mm-hmm. That makes
because
sense.
It's one of... Yeah, it really does. There are a whole lot of things that make a lot of sense if you try to think of them in terms of preservation of the species. So we try and preserve the species by taking your phone calls so you're happy at all times. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.